Now hear me out carefully. So you have a table inside the database and this table is not updated. This table is like never deleted any records from the table. No new data has been inserted into the table. So it's a fixed table which is lying inside the database. And we gathered the stats of the table 1 year back. So there is no change in the table in the past 1 year from the time the stats were gathered, right? Now you tell me, will you call it as stale stats or you can consider it as fresh stats? Or do you think that you need to gather the stats for this kind of table, right? This is your DBA challenge. So hi guys, welcome back, Arun this side. And yes, I 100% know that I have again taken a break with the daily DBA episode. I apologize, but honestly, I'm trying my best to be in the game and be regular as much as possible, but I'll try my best. But unfortunately, guys, sometimes I get stuck with work and I could not continue the show. That being said, and forgiving myself, let us start over today's episode with the first question of the day. How Oracle SQL Engine rewrites the query? First of all, guys, there is nothing like Oracle will rewrite your query. Oracle will consider your query the way it is and execute it. It will execute the query as it comes inside the database. But the deal is, you as a DBA might need to rewrite the query to improve the performance of the query. For example, like there are hundreds of examples. If you rewrite the query, what happens is the performance will like improve 100 or maybe 200 times, right? Now that happens because, let's take, if you are querying from a column and the column is having 20% female and 80% male data. Now if you want to query the female data, then what you will have to do is, in the where clause, rather than saying gender is not equal to male, you have to use gender equal to female. This is query rewriting for improving the performance of the query, which is to be done by the DBA. Oracle will not do it for you. There are cases when Oracle will not rewrite your query, but technically Oracle will arrange or assemble some variables data into the query. For example, if you are using the bind variables, what happens is, in the bind variables, you have a variable which has a value stored into it and the query is calling the bind variable. That's when Oracle is not trying to rewrite the query, it is only replacing the values of the bind variables. So at least in Oracle, there is nothing called as query rewriting and there is nothing like Oracle will change the query for you. But yes, if there are any substitutional variables inside Oracle, then what happens is Oracle will only replace those variables with its actual values and then executes the SQL. That's it. So there is nothing like query rewriting and all inside the Oracle database. I'm not sure, guys, if we have query rewriting somewhere in the other databases, vendors like Microsoft SQL Server or some other database vendor. I want from the experienced DBAs, if there is something like query rewriting in other databases like SQL Server or any other database, then I want, please, you all to comment below this video. Even I'll learn from all of you. That being said, let's move on to the second question of the day. Could you please explain what is the difference between SGA target, PGA target and memory target? I'll keep it very simple. SGA target, this parameter is the automation. I think that's the right word I can use. It is the automation or assigning one single value to all the SGA components. So you define SGA target and let's take, you say SGA target is 5 GB. So Oracle will manage entire SGA in that 5 GB, like large pool, database buffer cache, all those whatever memory components that we have in SGA, they will, Oracle will automatically manage within that 5 GB, that is SGA target. Now PGA target is same, like for PGA, earlier we used to have, like for each PGA component, we had to define memory for each component. Now what happened is, with PGA target, it has been automated. So you define, probably your PGA is like 3 GB example. So Oracle will manage entire PGA in 3 GB. Now with this memory target parameter, the benefit is, it is automation of both PGA and SGA. So you have like PGA, SGA, and now you have memory target. Memory target, when you define memory target, what happens is Oracle will manage both the SGA and the PGA collectively within the memory target parameter. Like in our example, like I took, for example, SGA target is 5 GB, PGA target is 3 GB, total is 8 GB. Now, rather than using two separate parameters, what you can do is you can define memory target equal to 8 GB. So now Oracle will use that entire 8 GB and allocate the memory as it wants based on whether how much memory is required by each component within that 8 GB. So all in all, like one more question. Now this is something I got it separately, so I'm recollecting. So let me talk about this question and then I'll give you the answer because it is related to this question. The thing is, somebody asked me which one should I use? Should I go for SGA target, PGA target kind of memory configuration, or should I go for memory target? Which one should I go for? I personally recommend you should go for memory target, but let me tell you this one. You cannot decide which parameter you should use because most of the times it is the application that tells that we need this kind of memory management inside Oracle. So if there is an application level recommendation, then like you can't use the one that I recommended. So if application says that SGA target must be 10 GB and PGA target must be 5 GB, then you have to use it like that. You can't use memory target. And I mean, the reason is if you use it and then there is a problem in the performance of the application, and when you talk to the application vendor will say that, hey, you know what, you're using wrong configuration, so we can't help you, right? So that being said, which parameter to be used, it is completely dependent on the application. So 99.9% of the times, the application vendor will recommend what type of memory parameters you have to use. You can't decide. But on a general note, if you want to know, I would favor memory target because it's simple. You just set once and done. Oracle is able to manage within those memory parameters, right? So that's about the memory management inside Oracle database. Now let's move on to the next question of the day. What is meant by stale stats on a table? How to resolve it? Very simple and straightforward. When you don't gather the stats for a longer period of time, then you call it as stale stats, because stale stats are, I mean, I would actually request you to literally look at the meaning of this stale. Like you have stale food, right? Stale food is like you can't eat because it's not good for the health. The same way, when the stats inside the table gets old because the stats were gathered like long back and now you have a lot of changes inside the table, then this is known as stale stats. So how can you resolve it? Simple. You gather the stats inside the table once again and done. Very simple, right? So I think you should not have stale stats inside the database. But now guys, I will have a question for all of you, and let's take it as a DBA challenge. Okay, now hear me out carefully. So you have a table inside the database and this table is not updated. This table is like never deleted any records from the table. No new data has been inserted into the table. So it's a fixed table which is lying inside the database. And we gathered the stats of the table 1 year back. So there is no change in the table in the past 1 year from the time the stats were gathered, right? Now you tell me, will you call it as stale stats? Or you can consider it as fresh stats? Or do you think that you need to gather the stats for this kind of table, right? This is your DBA challenge. Let's move on to the next question. Why I can't grant DBA privilege to a user inside PDB while connected to CDB as sys user? Because you are connected to CDB. It's so simple. Now see guys, in multi-tenant architecture, you have container database, right? And then you have pluggable databases. So container database will have its own user roles. So like sys user for the container is a different guy or different person when compared to the sys user of the PDB, right? So when you are connected to the container database, you can grant the privileges or the user roles within the container database. You can't grant it like for separate PDB, because now it becomes a different container. Even your big container database is also counted as one container inside the multi-tenant architecture. So you're connected to a wrong container and you're trying to grant DBA privilege from another container, which of course Oracle will not allow. So what do you have to do in this kind of situation? Connect to the PDB, then grant the DBA privilege, it will be done. All right, that being said, I'm sorry to interrupt all of you because I want to give you one more DBA challenge, and this DBA challenge is, I want all of you to read about the user accounts in multi-tenant architecture. It's one of the most important topic when it comes to Oracle multi-tenant architecture, because a lot of you ignore this topic, and Oracle user accounts within the multi-tenant architecture, or I should put it like this, the users inside the multi-tenant architecture is a completely different game when compared to a normal database. What happens in a normal database? In a normal database, you have one database, that means one container, and you have like sysdba, dba, and other users, right? Very simple, straightforward. But now you have one database with multiple containers. You have one big container database, that is CDB, which is also counted as one of the containers. So you have CDB level users. So you might have CDB level DBA users, sysdba users, and other users who can manage the main container. And then for each PDB, which acts as an independent database to the outside world. So for PDB level also, you have sysdba, DBA, and other users, application level users. DBA challenge for all of you, read about Oracle user accounts within multi-tenant architecture. That being said, let's move on to the next question of the day. How can I export schema using data pump from last full backup taken via Armin? You cannot do it, because Armin is a physical backup and data pump is a logical backup. So you cannot combine two of them. So over here, I believe like, I mean, of course there is a workaround for this one. I'll talk about it in a minute, but by looking at the question, I can simply say that it's not possible. Armin backup takes the backup of the database at physical level, right? So from the backup that you have taken, how can you export anything? Because a data pump or export import utility connect to the database. So you can extract data from the database, not from a backup. It's not possible, right? And both the utilities are completely different. Logical backup is different. Physical backup is different. So you cannot combine both of them. But let me tell you what's the workaround. Now the workaround is, only if this Armin backup is a full backup and you can take this backup, restore it onto a different server where you can create the clone of the database from the backup. You restore and recover the database, open the database, and once you open the database, that's when you connect the data pump utility, perform the export from the test database, and probably wherever you want to import, you can do that. That's the workaround. But on a normal note, from the Armin backup, it's impossible. You cannot export, import, or run data pump. You know, guys, I feel that this might be a question asked to you in an interview. Now, what happens if you get these kind of questions? I will simply say that you come back to the fundamentals, okay? Don't always hurry up to answer in the interviews. If you come back to fundamentals, you can see that data pump or export import utility can only be connected to a database. Perfect. Very simple. And Armin is outside the database. Of course, you need the database to be minimum in mount mode to take the backup of the database. So you take the backup, but Armin will take the physical backup, right? So if the database is down, example, you cannot use export import utilities or the data pump utility, right? So there is no relation between these two. So in any interview, whenever these kind of question comes, come back to fundamentals and then build your like answer or solution and give the correct answers to the interviewer, right? That's all, guys. I had this much for today's episode, and I guess we should move to the most exciting part, and that is the bonus question. Welcome back, guys. I'm back. And guys, I wanted to share this with all of you because this is amazing. I actually got a call from one DBA, and the DBA was saying that his client is having a performance problem inside the database. Now, when I asked, okay, before I say what I spoke to the DBA, understand, the DBA didn't have all the details and he gave me a direct call. Okay, now let's come back to the conversation. So he says, Arun, you know what, one of the databases is having an issue for our client, and one query which was earlier taking 9 minutes, now it is taking 48 minutes. Alright, so how do we solve this performance problem? Can I send you the AWR report? These were the exact wordings of that DBA. Now, when I was trying to understand their issue, I said, okay, do you know the query? He said, no, I don't know. But you know what? The client is saying the query is running slow. So can I send you the AWR report? I'm like, okay, hold on, not required. But can you what's the query, or what do you think has changed in the database? Like earlier it was taking 9 minutes, now it is taking 48 minutes. What do you think has been changed inside the database? Was there any upgrade? Was there any patching activity? And then he says, no, Arun, there is nothing, but I have already taken the AWR report. Can I send you the AWR report? Now, this is what I want to tell all of you guys. You know what? Oracle provides more than 16 ways of identifying a problem, right? And for each problem, it depends which tool you are using to identify the problem. Like, you cannot define or say that AWR is the number one thing to identify the issues. All right, whether it is SQL issue, whether it is any other issue, it depends. And like for SQL performance, let's take, if you are auditing the SQL performance, then I won't suggest that AWR is the best tool to use or get your answers, right? So that's why, I mean, my personal recommendation to all of you is, always don't depend or run behind AWR report. AWR is nothing. AWR is overall system, overall database, how, what, when, what's going on inside the database between specific snapshot intervals, right? So when you look at AWR report, it is for database level problems. But when you have SQL level problems, then you need to look at the trace files, right? You generate the user trace file, open that trace file using the tkprof utility, and then you see where exactly Oracle is spending time. And also there are hundreds of scenarios. Of course, we can't discuss it right now, but unfortunately, I mean, the feedback for the DBA is, before you get into any performance tuning issues, get some important data, right? One query, what is that query? Like how the query looks like? What is being used in the where clause? What are the indexes on the table? This is the most important part, not the AWR report. I mean, on a lighter note, I would ask the DBA to throw that AWR report because it's of no use. So what do we learn from this conversation is, and I want to share it with all of you, is AWR is not the ultimate report to find your performance tuning problems inside the database. Like, AWR is important, but you should know when to run AWR report and when to run other tools inside the Oracle database in order to find the issues, right? That being said, guys, keep learning, keep rocking, and do send me your queries to support@dbagenesis.com. Meanwhile, I'll take a leave. Take care. Bye-bye. And I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.